After each census, Hillsborough County Public Schools must redraw districts in order to keep an even population in each school board member district. Terry Egan from the Hillsborough County City County Planning Commission said districting is important.
Hillsborough County is one of four counties that the Department of Justice has to issue a preclearance on, meaning any time that we make changes to voting districts, precincts, that has to be submitted to the Department of Justice for them to review and make sure that there is no retrogression or diminishment of minorities electing their own candidate.
Egan said District 5 in the center of the county, including parts of Tampa, would be the centerpiece of the new map.
The district has to be able to retain its ability to elect its own candidate.
One goal of redistricting is to produce districts with similar populations. Egan said that the Department of Justice prefers that the population variance between districts be less than 5%, but would still be acceptable at 10%. There are three alternatives for redrawing the school board districts. One, called Alternative A, has the least variance in population.
On this map, the population variance is 1.22%, which means if you look at the numbers, they're all very close. They're almost equal. District 5 remains fairly consistent, with the changes occurring primarily around it.
Another goal is for the districts to be geographically compact, that is, without unnecessary branches. Egan said that Alternative B would create the most compact districts, but there's a population variance of 6.9%.
This is more proportion. One of the things people comment upon when they come and look at redistricting maps is they feel like sometimes they're unbalanced.
Egan said Alternative C would not be as compact as B, but it would have more evenly populated districts, a population variance of 4.2%. In Alternative C, District 5 would retain more minority voters by keeping parts of West Tampa, which in B would be lumped in with South Tampa.
The third map keeps it back below 5%. It's probably not as balanced aesthetically as that one is, but it is still able to retain the minority district here for District 5.
No parents or other members of the public attended this public meeting. Two school board members, Jack Lamb and Stacy White, were there. Chuck Smith from the Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections office said meetings are usually informal.
We haven't had much of anything that's been really argumentative or anything, and generally the comments are, I like this district, or I like this district, or, you know, I might run for school board and this one would put me against somebody I don't want to run against. So there haven't been anything that has been a red flag that would say, oh, I really dislike this and I think this is an unfair mapping.
Even without community interest, this show must still go on. Lorraine Duffy Suarez, the general manager of growth management and planning at Hillsborough County Public School, says the redistricting process does not affect which school students will attend.
The school board is going to have a workshop where the school board members will talk among themselves. It's not open to the public comment, but they will review the comments that the public has submitted to us on September 13th. And then on October 4th at 5 o'clock, they're scheduled to have a public hearing where the public can speak to them, and they will vote on one of the maps, on a map of their choosing.
You can find out more about Hillsborough School Board redistricting, including the proposed maps, on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Atisha Robinson in Riverview.